saved me, buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified, free forever. One day he's coming on glorious day, on glorious day.
Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Amen. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. The congregation may be seated this morning. Grace be to you and peace from God who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. We gather today in God's presence to remember and give thanks for the life of Benjamin David Dieters. We come together in grief, acknowledging a great loss. We gather to affirm God's love for us, to gather to hear God's words of hope in Scripture, and to support one another in a time of need. May God grant us grace that in our pain we may find comfort. In sorrow there is hope. And in death we celebrate a resurrection. Dying, Christ destroyed our death. And rising, Christ will one day restore those who have gone on before us who are in Christ. Let us pray. God, our comforter, you are a refuge and strength this morning. Lord, I know that many who have gathered here today, their hearts are very heavy. We are burdened, we are sad, and we are grieving. Lord, I pray for your Spirit to be present amongst us today. May you comfort us. May you speak to us. May you give us words of encouragement to speak to one another. And Lord, may your words from Scripture just ring out to us today, and may they just heal our broken hearts. Lord, I lift up Jody to you today and the loss of a husband. Lord, I know her heart's been severed greatly. And we pray, Lord, that the healing process will begin. Lord, I pray for their children today, for Peyton. Lord, who doesn't always understand everything that's going on. And for young Layton as well, Lord. We lift them up to you today. Even though they don't understand, they will still grieve. And we ask that you draw close to them as young children and give them what they stand in need of from day to day. Lord, I pray for Carl and Vicky, for Dan and Michelle and the loss of a son. Lord, it's not normal for us to bury children. Lord, so we pray that you console them. Their hearts are heavy and they're burdened with grief as well. Lord, I pray for his sister Molly. Lord, I pray for his in-laws, for his cousins, his aunts and uncles, nieces and nephews that have gathered here today. May your peace abound. Lord, I pray for his many close friends. As we know, Lord, that Ben had many, but you know every one of them. Lord, this isn't the first time that tragedy has struck this bunch of young friends. We pray for that today, for healing to continue. Lord, we pray for others who have gathered here today that knew Ben or have been a part of Jody's life and, Lord, have come to pay their respects as neighbors and friends and co-workers. Lord, those who have lived a part of this community and lived life with Ben. Lord, we ask that you come today and that you come in a great way and join us in this service. In Jesus we pray, amen. When we met with the family, we had several scriptures that Jody wanted to share. And of course, I couldn't preach on all of them, but I'd like to read one to you now that was very meaningful to them. Isaiah 40, verse 29 through 31. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Hear those words today. If you have your program with you today, I'd like you to turn to that. As we get to read a snapshot of Ben's life, you can follow along with me in the program. Benjamin David Dieters, 31, a family man, friend, and farmer, who was known for his strong work ethic, kind nature, and calming presence, died in a tragic accident on Saturday, September 8, 2018. Ben was born October 29, 1986, to Carl and Vicky Dieters of Larchwood, Iowa. Ben attended and graduated from West Lyon High School in May of 2005. During his high school years, Ben was very active in the West Lyon FFA program, in which he won many awards. After high school, Ben, or as known to many as Benny, went into full-time farming with his dad, Carl. His big, warm smile and never-sparkling bright baby blue eyes caught the eye of his high school sweetheart, Jody Tunison. On August 21st, 2010, Ben and Jody were united in marriage. Ben was a member of the First Reformed Church of Inwood, Iowa, and was a devoted, loving husband and father to Jody and their children, Peyton Lynn, 3, and Layton John, 4 months. He had a quiet personality with a big heart and even a bigger beard, which he was very proud of. Since he was little, Ben's passion for farming was evident. Ben was everybody's right-hand man, and is quick to give a helping hand to anyone who needed it, especially when it came to farm work. Working on the family farm meant Carl was more than just Ben's dad. He was also his business partner, right-hand man, and best friend. Most days are spent together between cornrows or tending to farm animals. Those two were a mirror image of each other. Together they would drive through the fields checking crops, each with an arm resting on the pickup windowsill. By summer's end, both had an opposing limb, slightly tanner than the other. Ben and his dad Carl were often seen grilling up meat for a local benefit. Ben was a lifetime member of the Granite Threshing Bee Association. He and his dad, along with the help of family and friends, grilled up thousands of meals over the years for the three-day event. Ben was put in charge of cooking up the ever-popular deep-fried potatoes for the event. Ben had a very giving heart when it came to helping others. He would drop everything and help wherever he needed to. Ben wasn't afraid of work and never complained about it. He believed God put him on this earth to help and serve others, and his actions showed he tried very hard to do just that. Ben was one of a kind person. You couldn't help but love the kind who always puts others first. Ben kept busy farming, taking care of his cows and hog buildings, and helping out at Steph's auction. In his little free time, he enjoyed hunting and four-wheeling with the guys and the little PBR. And I don't think that's professional bull riders, by the way. Freezing corn, canning pickles, salsa, and pears with Jody, family, and friends. While farming was Ben's passion, his true calling was fatherhood. Throughout his life, kids were always drawn to Ben's gentle and fun-loving disposition. As a parent, Ben's eyes lit up when he saw his children. He got the most joy out of spending time with Jody, Peyton, and Layton. His pride stemmed from watching his daughter grow and explore. Peyton's courage and free spirit brought a smile to his face, whether it was feeding the stinky pigs, riding on his lap, doing chores, or the many razor rides spent together. Ben's love was truly unmeasurable, and his eyes beamed when his baby boy was born. Layton is the splitting image of his dad, with his never-ending smile, happy-go-lucky personality, and bright blue eyes. Ben was so proud to share his baby blue eyes with both of his babies. They were his life. Thankful for getting to be a part of Ben's life, and who will truly miss him, are his wife Jody, children Peyton and Layton, parents Carl and Vicky, sister Molly, father and mother-in-law Dan and Michelle Tunison, sisters and brothers-in-law Stan and Amanda Metzger, Jason Tunison, Adam and Libby Tunison, nephews Asher Dieters, Bryce and Ridge Metzger, grandparents Richard Sundum, Jean Lanigant, and Betty Tunison. Preceding him in death were his grandparents Carol Sundum, Jake and Ida Dieters, Case Lanigant, and Gilbert Tunison. Blessed be his memory. At this time, Jacqueline Schurz will perform special music for us, and the song is entitled, There You'll Be.
When I think back on these times and the dreams we left behind, I'll be glad cause I was blessed to get to have you in my life. When I look back on these days, I'll look back and see your face. You were right there for me. In my dreams I'll always see you soar above the sky. In my heart there'll always be a place for you for all my life. I'll keep a part of you with me, and everywhere I am, there you'll be. And everywhere Well, you showed me how it feels to feel the sky within my reach. And I always will remember all the strength you gave to me. Your love made me make it through. Oh, I owe so much to you. You were right there for me. In my dreams I'll always see you soar above the sky. In my heart will always be a place for you for all my life. I'll keep a part of you with me, and everywhere I am, there you'll be. 'Cause I always saw you in my light, my strength. And I wanna thank you now for all the ways you were right there for me. You were right there for me. For always, in my dreams I'll always see you soar above the sky. In my heart I'll always be a place for you for all my life. I'll keep a part of you with me, and everywhere I am, there you'll be. And everywhere I am, there you'll be. There you'll be.
Thank you, Jacqueline, for sharing your gift with us this morning and the family. The passage that the family has chosen for Ben is Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 through 13. And they thought that it fit Ben so well. And you'll probably understand as I read this to you this morning from the Word of the Lord. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1 through 13. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. What does the worker gain from his toil? I've seen the burden God has laid on men. He's made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men, yet they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for men than to be happy and do good while they live, that everyone may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all his toil. This is the gift of God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we've opened your word this morning, may it speak to us. May it bring healing to our broken hearts today. And Lord, may your spirit just fill me, and may these words be your words as you speak to this family and this congregation that is gathered here today for comfort and healing. Lord, may you fill their hearts. May you open their ears and their souls and their minds to hear your word. Lord, may you fill me with that same spirit. In Jesus I pray, amen. Jody, little Peyton, and even younger yet, Layton, Carl and Vicky, Dan and Michelle, family, and friends that have gathered here today. It's in these moments of tragedy we see the good in people. We take the time this morning to see the good in Ben and celebrate that. Ben always took the time to help others, often putting them before his own tasks that needed to be done. Many of you have asked, why? Why does God allow these tragedies to happen to us? Why would God allow such a young life, a young family man, to be taken at such a quick and nasty tragedy? A father, a husband, a son, a friend. The Bible gives us no answer. Nor will we ever know till we meet again. But on this side of heaven, there is no biblical answer that I can give you today of why these things go on in the world that we live. But it does say, trust in God's plan. Trust in God's plan. You know, the Bible also says that God's ways are not our ways. If we had our way, we would do it all over again. We would change everything. But God's ways are not our ways. And at times it can be extremely difficult, and it makes no sense to us at all. I also want to make some time today to see that God is good. He's loving. He's kind, he's graceful, and he cares for every one of us that's gathered here today. Your pain, your mourning, your grieving does not go unnoticed. Revelation 21:4 says this, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Talks about that reunion in heaven someday, where everything will be made right and everything will make sense. And he says that he'll restore us. We will be restored when we gather in heaven. I don't have to tell you that the world is a changing place. Ecclesiastes 3 describes to us those changes we encounter in life. It speaks of a time to be born. It speaks of a time to die. And we're all living in this whirlwind we call life. And if God blesses us with an ample amount of years on this earth, Scripture tells us we will see a lot of different things within our own lives. Every one of us could write something about these phrases that we read this morning and how Scripture talks about them. Most of you know that Ben enjoyed farming. Ben knew when it was time to plant. Ben knew when it was time to harvest. There is a time for everything under heaven, is what Scripture says to us this morning. But as for today, today is a day to mourn. To mourn. Today's a time to gather as family and friends and to cry out to God for his help, his mercy and his care as we celebrate Ben's life. I also believe that Ecclesiastes 3 describes Ben's life very well. Listen for just a moment. Ben understood that life was always changing. Ben liked to work and he liked to work hard. I heard one comment throughout this last few days is, Ben, he did the work of 10 men. Don't know how he got it all done. For Ben, and even for those of us gathered here today, I can tell you that tomorrow will be different than today. Most things in life we have no control over. We think we might do, but it's truly all in God's hands. For us, Ben's death is shocking. It rips right to our deep soul and tears us in two. This is not how it's supposed to go. But for God, He knew all along this was the plan. God is not shocked that Ben came home on Saturday afternoon. For God was waiting at the end of his life on that gravel road, and he was waiting to take Ben home. It's no shock to God. And God was there. As Scripture says, there's a time for everything, even a time to die. And so we always need to be ready to meet Jesus. King Solomon wrote the book of Ecclesiastes. He was a very wise man, loved God greatly with his heart. He wrote this in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 12. Speaks of Ben well. For there's nothing better for a man than to be happy and to do good while they live. Those are the exact words in Scripture. I believe Ben lived that out. Whenever you've seen Ben, he always had a smile on his face. He enjoyed doing good by helping others. You know, Ben always considered himself never to be the church-going kind. But you know what? He always had time to talk to me as a pastor. We could always talk farming. We could always talk about livestock and how things were going. I always enjoyed that about him. We all take something from this verse. How many of us today take the time to enjoy the presence of God in our lives and His creation and the work that He's laid out before us? How many of us take the time to stop what we are doing and take a look around and actually see the changes that are taking place in our lives and the people we love? Things are not the same as yesterday, nor will they be the same tomorrow. Do we live for today or do we live for tomorrow? For most of us, I think we live with the anticipation that tomorrow will be a better day. If I work hard today, then I'll have tomorrow. But you see, tomorrow never comes. So God is speaking to us in Scripture that we need to live for today. And I mean that in a good way. Not to kick up your heels and go crazy, but to live for today. Live as family, live as friends, live as community, to love one another. Be present in the moment that God has you in, is what Scripture says to us today. Because none of us are guaranteed tomorrow. Do we spend time with people we love? Do we spend time with God that we can go to heaven ourselves and be right with Jesus? Do we do things in our lives that bring us joy and others joy? Ponder on those thoughts today. Secondly, we need to be satisfied with the portion which God has given us. When I met with the family on Monday morning at the funeral home, and we sat down and we discussed a lot of things, but Jody shared a devotional for that day. Do you remember that? It was a tough devotional for you to read, and I am so impressed by you, how you read that. Let me give you just a little picture of what she read and the peace that she's received from God. This is what she said to all of us that gathered here today. She read some Bible passages, and then she shared a devotion for that day. And it talked about how God had her in the right place at the right time. On a Monday morning, 2 days after she lost her husband. And this is what it went on to say. It talked about how God would walk with her and give her what she needed at this particular time. Strength. Hope, healing from God alone. she read that to us and she shared that with us. I thought that was so bold of you to do that. For God is definitely carrying you through this today and the days to come. That's true for every one of us here today. That if we turn to God, we will find that strength. We will find that hope. Ben's death will do one of two things in your life. Either it will draw us closer to God, which I pray that it does, or it will push you further away. Each one of us will decide that in our own lives as we move forward from this day on. Some of you might be angry with God today for allowing this to happen. Don't stay there, because then Satan wins. And that's what he wants. Trust that God will provide and care for you. God will care for Jody. He'll care for your two children. I got a verse I want to share with you today out of Psalm 68, verse 5. These are the words of the Lord. Listen to this. A father to the fatherless is what the Lord says to you. A defender of widows. He's got your back. He's got your children's back. Just keep following him. Those are strong words. And he even goes on to tell us, don't worry about tomorrow. Carl, don't worry about tomorrow. The farming will get done. He'll be there. The book of Ecclesiastes, if you sat down and you were to read it from cover to cover, it talks about the meaning of life with Solomon's great wisdom. It talks about the wisdom that we can have through God. It talks about pleasure, talks about work, talks about power, talks about wealth and riches, talks about faith and religion and all kinds of things. And you know, all these things have great value to them. They're useful in the world that we live in. And they all have their place in their proper time in life as we live out our lives. But they only have lasting value if God's in the center of all of these things. Then they have true, rich meaning in our lives. What good is it to have wisdom? What good is it to have money and wealth or power and all these things that God talks about if you don't have Jesus? If you want to experience life to the fullest, put God in the center. You see, if we don't put God in the center, then all these things that I just talked about are meaningless. This past Saturday afternoon on that gravel intersection, everything in this world was meaningless. But we have Jesus. That's where we find our hope. And you'll find that hope and you'll find that healing in Jesus Christ. Another point that I want to make this morning from Scripture. God never intended this world for our rest. Scripture tells us that we will encounter some very tough things in our lives as we live our lives out on earth. And that we are guaranteed that change that I've been talking about. And whenever change takes place, we will assume new roles, new work in our lives. When change takes place, Jody, for you, change will take place. You'll assume new work. You'll have new roles in your life. But God will go with you, and he'll walk with you every step of the way. Today and the days to come, I know that you'll grieve greatly for Ben and his loss. God will grant in you a spirit that will help you to hold on. It's a promise from him. John 16, verse 20 says this, "For very truly I tell you, you will weep and mourn while the world might go on." It says rejoice like it doesn't care, but you will weep and mourn. You will grieve, And here's the best part. But your grief at one point in your life will again turn to joy. God will restore you. The Lord has promised to guide, to satisfy, to prosper, to refresh, to rebuild, to raise up, to repair, and to restore His people. Jody, Carl and Vicky, Dan and Michelle, family and others gathered here today, may we find comfort and contentment, and may He restore every one of us with joy and what God has laid out for your life. You never go it alone. God is always with you. A few Sundays ago, Ben and Jody, along with their children, stood up here on this podium, and we had the baptismal font placed right here. And their family had gathered here, and we baptized Layton that day, not even 2 weeks ago. This is the hope that I hold on to today that I want to share with you. In that liturgy, I asked Ben and Jody a series of questions. And here's the most important question that I asked them that day that you need to take home with you and that you need to understand. I asked Ben and Jody, who is your Lord and Savior? And Ben and Jody stood right there with their two children, and they said, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Listen to what Romans 10 verse 9 says. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. With a big exclamation mark on the end of it. That brings me great hope. I just remember Him saying it. And I know you can remember it too. It's not my job to place Ben in heaven. That's God's job. God knows Ben's heart. You know, Ben is a sinner just like you and I, redeemed by the grace of Jesus Christ. So what I'm telling you this morning is how to get to heaven. How do we see those that have passed on before us, that have gone ahead of us through death, and knew the Lord and are in heaven? How do you get there? You just heard how to get there. Let me ask you the question, who is your Lord and Savior today? Because the only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. The world will tell you many different things. And if you can say, yes, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, like Ben did 2 weeks ago, and then be filled with hope, people. Have the joy of the Lord, knowing where He's at, knowing where you will be someday, because every one of you and I will face death unless Jesus comes first to take His people home. Live with that hope today. Don't mourn as those who have no hope. Cherish those memories that God has blessed you with through Ben's life. Family and friends, don't be strangers to Jody or the rest of their family. Continue to talk about Ben. Share those stories. Laugh, cry. He was very much a part of their families, and he always will be. God placed him there. The worst thing you can do is act like Ben never existed. Don't be afraid to stop by Carl in the field someday and ask, how's it going? Or stop in with Jody and have supper with her some evening and sit there and just share those stories and cry and laugh together. Ben's life was a gift from God. I encourage you to do that. God is fully aware that our hearts are heavy and full of sorrow today. Let us be reminded today and every day that God is faithful and He's loving and He cares for every one of us. May we cling to God today. May we gather in heaven someday in that great big reunion. May the Lord grant us peace today. And all of His people said, Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, may Your words resonate in our hearts today. We have hope in Jesus Christ who died on the cross for our sins. Lord, may You draw close to those who are burdened and brokenhearted. We thank You for Your promises in Scripture, how it speaks, Lord, that You are a defender of widows and You're a father to the fatherless. Lord, You mend broken hearts. You forgive sins. Lord, we thank You for Ben's life. We thank You for what he stood for and the things that he did. May You continue to watch over us this day. In Jesus we pray. Amen. We're going to sing together. The words will be on the screen this morning, On Eagle's Wings. Let us sing together. O God, before whom generations rise and pass away, we praise you for all your servants who, having lived this life in faith, now live eternally with you. Especially we thank you for your servant Ben. We praise you for the gift of his life, for all that was in him that was good and kind and faithful. We thank you for the grace that you've given him as he lived out his life and so many lives that he's touched. We thank you that for Ben, that he has now entered into your presence. And the hope that we have through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. A couple of announcements that I need to make you aware of this morning. Immediately after this service, the family will exit first, and they will go downstairs for lunch, and we will work through the hallway system. And if you're not familiar with our basement, we're going to work to the north end. Up there, there will be serving lines, and you will take your food, come back through the hallway into the fellowship hall that sits directly below us. And so please form two lines, one going in and one coming out, with the large crowd that we have here today. There is plenty of food, so that is not an issue. And so we want to also pray at this time for our meal. We will eat for approximately 1 hour, and then you will be summoned to depart for the cemetery in Larchwood. So we ask you to fall in line and to put your lights on and your flashers on and follow us to Larchwood here in approximately 1 hour. We will inform you when that is and when we get ready to leave. Let us pray for our food this afternoon. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you bless the hands that have prepared this food to nourish our bodies today. Lord, we also pray as we gather for a time of nourishment and fellowship that you bless our time together. Lord, may we have good conversation. Lord, may you bless our words, and may we just lift each other up. And Lord, may your hope and may your love abound throughout this day. Be with us as we travel to Larchwood here this afternoon. And Lord, may you protect us and bring us home safely in all that we do. In Jesus, we pray these things. Amen. I'm going to ask that the congregation please stand for his blessing. Your closing song will be in your hymnal. Number 738 is Jesus Loves Me. This would have been one of Ben's favorite songs, the first one that he learned in Sunday school. And so the family is going to sing the first verse with you, and they're going to exit, and they ask that you sing the remaining three verses, verses 1 through 4. Receive God's blessing today. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.